Hello, welcome back to 613. We are up to the fifth aliyah in Parshas Bishlach. That's a little back because yesterday I only mentioned the Shira in the fourth aliyah, the song that what the Jewish people sing as they cross through the sea. But the truth is, there is something else in the end of that section, that is the Jewish people come traveling for a couple of days. They have no water, and they finally come to this place, and the waters there are bitter, and there's this whole episode, which we're going to come back to and unpack in just a moment. The next section, which is really Chamishi, and that's when the Jewish people continue to travel on here. They've finally run out of food. It seems like they brought a decent amount of food outside, out of the desert. There's some debate about what the date is of this new episode, but they run out of food, and they're starving. And they turn to Moshe, and they're complaining, and God, actually, the commentators explain that God informs Moshe. Their complaint was legitimate complaints. You know, sometimes complaints are illegitimate, and that's really bad things, especially in this week's parsha. But the complaint that they had no food, that's a worthy complaint. And the next aliyah, the Jewish people are going to be given man, they're going to be given food, and we'll talk about the man tomorrow. What I do want to focus on is that passage with the water. So again, the Torah says they travel for 3 days, no water, they come to this one body of water, and the water is bitter. The water is bitter, and so Moshe is instructed to take a stick, just a piece of tree, throw it into the water, and voila, the water turns sweet. Unbelievable. What's going on here? Obviously, there's more to this passage, and so the Gemara tells us already that in addition to the actual water that they were lacking, they were also lacking in something else, something deeper than water, and that is Torah. The Torah, numerous times throughout Tanakh, throughout our scriptures, the Torah is described as water. And so what is being described over here is that the Jewish people, they went through the splitting of the sea and they're connected to God, and now they travel for 3 days and there's no connection to spirituality. So they went for a couple of days with no connection to spirituality. And you know what happens? They come and they try to reconnect. They finally stop and they're like, okay, we're going to do something uplifting, something spiritual. And they try to do so, but unfortunately, it doesn't speak to them. It's stale. It's off. It's bitter. Right? It's an experience that I think many of us can relate to. Sometimes, you know, we pause for whatever reason in our spiritual journey, and then we try it up again, and it's hard to get back into it sometimes. And sometimes we come in like the same thing, you know, the same Friday night davening that was so inspiring, the same Shalosh Shidus, the same Tefillah, the same Mitzvah, the same Torah, and all of a sudden, the same thing that God is going, that energized us, now we come back to it after a break, and it's not, doesn't have that same energy. And the Jewish people are upset, understandably. And so the Marsha explains that what happens next is brilliant. The Jewish people, until this point, their connection to spirituality was identified by water. What's water? I put the water over here, and I'm thirsty. And so what I do, I went to the water cooler, came out nice and cold, and I drank it. Fantastic. Nice and easy. It's there. I just, you know, if there was a well, I would put my cup into the well, and I would get my water. And that's the easy connection to spirituality. There are parts of spirituality which are easy. Sometimes you go somewhere, you do something, and like, boom, it hits you. It lifts you up. It's awesome. It's awesome. But there's another modality of spirituality which is not easy at all. And that is represented not by Ein Mayim Ela Torah, this idea that water is represented by Torah, but rather Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Ba. The Torah is also referred to, spirituality is also referred to as a tree of life, but L'Machazikim Ba, to those who hold onto it. Think about a tree. Think about this, you know, a tree normally, you know, if you were to go and plant a tree and then, you know, finally it sprouts up this little branch and or this little twig or stub, and you'd go and bite from that stub, bite from that little piece of wood, it tastes terrible, it tastes horrible, right? And the point is that for a tree to really develop, it takes an incredible amount of time, and an incredible amount of patience, and day in, and day out, and day in, and day out, until finally, you're able, at the end of it all, to go ahead and take a fruit off that tree. And when you compare the delicious fruit, the nutrition, and the fullness that comes from that delicious fruit to the water, it doesn't compare. The fruit is so much more powerful. But the only way to get there is through this long and at times exhausting process. It's highly lamachazikim, but you have to hold on to it. And that's what Moshe was being told to show the Jewish people. There is the water approach to Judaism, but that doesn't always happen that way. You can't just assume you're just gonna flick it on, flick it off, and I'm gonna be inspired, not gonna be inspired. Life's not like that. Really, most of the more important things in life, the more meaningful things in life, the more enjoyable things in life, the richer things in life, are things which take an incredible amount of effort. And the same, of course, is true for spirituality. It goes day in and day out, until finally you start to taste some incredible fruits. You know, one very relevant example for many of us in the Neir Tamim community, people are doing the daf, and people are doing it for the first time, and I remember speaking to people on day one, day two, day three, day four, and like, what in the world is going on? I'm getting nothing out of it, and it's such a joy speaking to people now. Like, yeah, I'm still not getting 100%, but I'm walking away every day with something meaningful. This is now a meaningful part of my day. It's an uplifting part of my day, right? Sometimes there's the water, there's the enjoyable Kabbalah Shabbos or whatever it is, and that's great. And then there are the things that we work on, and oftentimes those things that we work on day in and day out are so much more delicious. than those that are not. Certainly a very appropriate Tisha B'Av message as we celebrate the birthday of the tree, so to speak. Remember what the tree represents. It represents the slow and steady process that until we get to the fruits, and God willing, we should have the strength to be able to persevere until we get to a place that we enjoy the efforts, our spiritual efforts, and enjoy the fruits of our spiritual labor. Have a wonderful day.